Segunda tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer el cuestionario.
Buffalo Bill Cody. Buffalo Bill was born William Frederick Cody in Iowa in 1846. His father was a stagecoach driver. Later, Cody lived in Kansas, and here, the Kickapoo Indians taught him to ride a horse and to shoot a gun. When he was 15, Cody became a Pony Express rider in Wyoming. He once rode 618 kilometers without a stop, more than any rider before him. He got the name Buffalo Bill when he began to hunt and kill buffaloes for the railroads. The men building the railroads ate the buffaloes he shot. And the railroads gave him $500 a month for his work. He worked for them for 18 months and killed about 4,280 buffaloes in this time. In July 1868, Buffalo Bill Cody became a scout for the U.S. Army in the Indian Wars. He once rode 560 kilometers through the wildest Indian country in 60 hours. Then Cody met Ned Buntline, a writer. Buntline wrote for the newspapers, and he also wrote books. He talked to Cody and then went home to write about him. Soon after this, Buffalo Bill's name became famous across America. In 1872, Cody traveled to Chicago to be Buffalo Bill in one of Buntline's plays about Wild West Scouts. In 1876, Cody went back to the West to fight Indians with the Army. After leaving the Army, Cody started Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show, with a number of cowboys and Indians to help him. The show began in Omaha in 1883. For the next 25 years, it traveled across the USA and went to Europe. In the show, people saw a competition for the fastest Pony Express rider. Indians attacking Custer at Little Bighorn. Criminals robbing a stagecoach. A buffalo hunt. And Indians attacking a wagon train. Buffalo Bill Cody died on January 10th, 1917, in Colorado.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
Buffalo Bill Cody. Buffalo Bill was born William Frederick Cody in Iowa in 1846. His father was a stagecoach driver. Later, Cody lived in Kansas, and here, the Kickapoo Indians taught him to ride a horse and to shoot a gun. When he was 15, Cody became a Pony Express rider in Wyoming. He once rode 618 kilometers without a stop, more than any rider before him. He got the name Buffalo Bill when he began to hunt and kill buffaloes for the railroads. The men building the railroads ate the buffaloes he shot, and the railroads gave him $500 a month for his work. He worked for them for 18 months and killed about 4,280 buffaloes in this time. In July 1868, Buffalo Bill Cody became a scout for the U.S. Army in the Indian Wars. He once rode 560 kilometers through the wildest Indian country in 60 hours. Then Cody met Ned Buntline, a writer. Buntline wrote for the newspapers, and he also wrote books. He talked to Cody and then went home to write about him. Soon after this, Buffalo Bill's name became famous across America. In 1872, Cody traveled to Chicago to be Buffalo Bill in one of Buntline's plays about Wild West scouts. In 1876, Cody went back to the West to fight Indians with the Army. After leaving the Army, Cody started Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show, with a number of cowboys and Indians to help him. The show began in Omaha in 1883. For the next 25 years, it traveled across the USA and went to Europe. In the show, people saw a competition for the fastest Pony Express rider. Indians attacking Custer at Little Bighorn. Criminals robbing a stagecoach. A buffalo hunt. And Indians attacking a wagon train. Buffalo Bill Cody died on January 10th, 1917, in Colorado.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la segunda tarea.